This is Soho Radio.
Hello everyone, what a beautiful day. It's as beautiful as a new royal baby. They should call this one St. George, just to piss little plain old George off. Hey, I'm Bibi Lynch and you're listening to Bibi Does Soho on your fantastic Soho Radio. I'm all yours for the next 60 minutes. Shall we do it? I'm Bibi Lynch and that was The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk and I Feel It Coming. I think that's about the 20th time I've played that.
Yeah, you
do. I love it.
You love it.
I love it. Hey, how are you? What's been happening? Me? Well, I've lost half a stone, Soho, by not eating a family pack of crisps and a tub of hummus after every meal. Do you think I look slimmer, Producer Nick?
Very much so.
Do you?
Is that the right answer?
Yeah. Do you like my figure?
I love it.
My uncle.
I'm playing safe today.
Are you?
It's easier.
Yeah, it is actually. I don't like it. Apparently, when I was a kid, I used to sit on my uncle's lap and say, "Do you like my body?" But like in that voice.
That's quite creepy.
It's a little bit, isn't it? Anyway, we're happily together. Let me tell you about today's show. Our guests are journalist, author and beauty writer Helena Frith Powell and co-founder of Harley Street's Medilift, beauty expert Louisa Gill. We'll be talking about anti-aging, Helena's latest book, Smart Women Don't Get Wrinkles, and a little about their Soho. So please join in. We would love to hear from you. Tweet at Soho Radio and at BB Lynch. Tweet and say hello, or tweet and tell me why Producer Nick despises me so, because I know you tried to hide earlier, but...
Too much love anymore. It's as wide as a river.
This is BB Does Soho and Soho Radio Culture, sohoradiolondon.com, and click on Culture. And we have an app. Go to the App Store and search for Soho Radio. And that was the Bee Gees and Too Much Heaven. Guess what? Our guests are here. Welcome to Soho Radio. Journalist, author and beauty writer Helena Frith Powell and founder of Harley Street's Medilift beauty expert Louisa Gill. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Both looking beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you meet?
Especially Nick.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous?
Thank you.
Isn't he handsome?
Beautiful.
He's really beautiful.
Get on with it.
Did you meet in the world of beauty?
Yeah, so we met because I was commissioned by the Daily Mail to do an article on this amazing new fat-melting system that Louisa has. Ooh. And so I went along and did the piece and got my stomach melted. And and obviously, she was the only person in all my years to be able to shift my stomach. I stuck with her. So we've been firm friends ever
yeah,
since.
She's my best friend now. Yeah. But good luck, Helena. And it lasted? We shouldn't be going into this now, but tell me, how did the fat melting work?
Well, I mean, I don't know how it works technically. I mean,
What's the machine called?
Louisa, you're.
It's a tripolar fat melting machine. It has painted tint technology.
Yeah.
So most radio frequency machines are monopolar and bipolar, but we have tripolar.
Mm.
So it's new and it's very, very effective. I found it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, we're going to that because you went for yourself.
Yes.
You don't need it. That's the thing. Both know
this.
This is since. Okay, yeah, you should do those. I love those Slimming World ads with the jeans and there's like five people in them. That's what we should have
Mine
done here
burnt.
Today. So you met in beauty and the fat melting machine bonded you forever and it stayed off.
Yeah, it did stay off. I mean, it's the most amazing thing because I've always had a pot belly, and I mean, since I was a child, I've always been thin. But I have always had this belly that I've hated.
Aww.
And this literally is the only thing that's ever made a difference.
Yeah.
So I mean, I swear by it. One of the things that it does that other fat melting devices don't do is that it has this thing that actually works your muscles, so you end up quite toned as well. So it sort of tones and then skin tightens and then melts.
It's the dream, isn't it?
It is, actually.
And can you only use it on your tummy?
No.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm thinking of now starting elsewhere.
I'm literally elbowing you out of the way.
Yeah.
See, I just think of Kenny Rogers, who used to have lipo, and if he's listening producing it, can he sue me for that?
Well, it depends if he has or not.
Anyway, he had lipo, and then he apparently suck it all out of him and then go out and have 28 McDonald's vanilla shakes. You can't do that, Kenny.
You can't do that. I mean, I probably wouldn't have 28, maybe 24, but I mean,
sure.
I think with the fat melting, once you see how good you look, and you know, you just don't want to go out and get.
You
fat.
Want to keep,
yeah,
keep that going.
Keep and I mean, you know, if you just stick to a sensible diet, then it will stay off. Yeah, absolutely.
I know you were speaking English then, but it made no sense. Sensible diet. Last night I looked in my cupboards, mm-hmm. It's not a euphemism, and I had marshmallows, milk, baked beans and cheesecake. This body doesn't just happen. So we've got Helen and Louisa here today because we wanted to talk about anti-aging. It's mainly because, I mean, you're not getting any younger, are you, Nick?
None of us are.
He looks gorgeous. It's for me. So first of all, Helen, we'll talk about your book and then we'll talk about everything you do, Louisa, and bring it all together. So your new book is, you've written so many books.
Yeah, no, and most of them about anti-aging. So it seems to be a sort of complete obsession.
What age did you start writing
about
anti-aging?
No, but I have always been quite obsessed. I mean, I remember my father. I mean, he'd used to lie about his age till his dying day. He died at 84, and I think he was still lying about his age. So, I mean, yeah, age has been a thing in our family forever.
Forever. And this is Smart Women Don't Get Wrinkles, and it's out this week. It costs $8.99. It's published by Gibson Square. And the blurb says it will make readers look and feel 10 years younger without effort.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not. It's little things, you know, that you can do that just make a big difference. And it's just, you know, it can be as simple as walking up the stairs every time instead of getting the lift, or it can be just a slight tweak in your diet where you just to eat much more fresh food than you would normally. It was a little bit. Well, it depends how much skincare and things you do already. But I mean, if you're not cleansing and exfoliating and doing all those things, if you just do something as simple as that, that's going to make a big difference. So it basically just goes through things that you can do cheaply at home. It also has all the crazy treatments that cost a lot of money. For example, I did this sort of thing where I was allowed to try everything that Trini does, and for sort of 5 or 6 weeks, so I did try it all.
There's
the most
a Charles
expensive.
Saatchi gag there, but I'm not going there.
Yeah, apart from him, obviously. Yeah, he's a bit too young for me. and that was great fun. But I mean, I looked at the cheaper alternatives of what you can do that doesn't cost a fortune.
Someone I know, right, and I saw the receipts, so it's true,
yeah,
paid. What's the most money you would think is crazy to pay for a face cream, both of you? What would you just go, and you producing it, what would you think is a ridiculous, almost sinful amount to pay for a face cream?
Well, I know there is a product that you're probably talking about that is several hundreds, but I think anything over £100 for something that's like the size of a thimble is possibly a bit excessive.
Thimble? Which century?
What? What's a small thing? An espresso cup.
Espresso cup. Helen,
a bottle top.
Thank you.
I mean, I would not. I mean, for a day cream, I wouldn't spend more than 60 quid, actually, probably.
Louisa?
I do know they go in their hundreds, but they're very good.
They
make
they?
A big difference.
Which ones?
Well, there's stem cell creams, which are phenomenal. A lot of things are about stem cells at the moment.
So how do they work?
So you can either have vegan stem cells or I use the sheep placenta stem cells. So when the baby lamb is born.
I really want to say do you and pronounce the you, but then I thought...
So basically
you.
It grows your new face.
That's lovely.
And your skin is just radiant.
Well, your skin is radiant.
That's why. From America as well.
I'm going to touch your cheek in a minute. So someone I knew paid 900 quid.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
They were ripped off? How did they look?
Poor.
That didn't have stem cells in it, did it?
Didn't have stem cells in it. Your book, Helena, is... I love the premise of this, actually. So you go around, you went everywhere interviewing beautiful women, which is great. That's kind of the key, isn't it? But also doctors and scientists and blah, 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 just to get their tip. So what was the most outrageous tip?
Well, I mean, I did interview some fairly interesting people, including one man who told me that I was a Cathar, at which point I said, well, then I have aged quite well. This was all about the soul and how to get in touch with your kind of inner anti-aging vibe and all this. So, I mean, it wasn't just superficial. There's sort of a lot of madness in it, too. The most outrageous thing that I tried, probably the vampire facial, which is as bad as it sounds. So they take blood from you and they then, to put it in a centrifugal machine, spin it, and then they inject it back into your face.
Why do they spin it?
I think to get the sort of cells,
to get the
surface.
Blood platelets to get all the goodness out.
Yeah. To boost them.
Yeah. I mean, you know more about how this works, don't you?
Yeah, so what they do is they take the blood out and they spin it to get the goodness, the placenta...
Oh, you're obsessed with placenta.
I know.
She's frying her own when she gives birth. To get the platelets out. And then they inject it back. And the idea is that revitalises your face and, basically rejuvenates your skin, but like sort of almost like giving yourself a sort of rebirth. So there was that. And then another thing I did was they did with the fat harvesting. So they took some fat from my stomach, which I always think is a good idea. That was before I had the fat melting. Obviously now I haven't got any. So lucky I got that in there. And then they treated that in some clinic in Switzerland and then re-injected that back into my face. And I must say, I had very dewy, glowing skin after that for quite a long time.
Really? And how much did that cost and how long did the result last?
So I was doing it for the book and for an article for the Times. And the price is about £2,500. And I didn't pay, thank God. It's meant to actually improve, keep improving for months and months, and it doesn't ever sort of stop, because what happens is that you have these new cells in your skin that keep growing and keep making things more youthful. I think that the fact is you just do as much as you can, and you but you don't have to do those kind of crazy things, obviously. I mean, not everyone is mad enough to do those and
yeah,
have
or has $2,500.
Or has $2,500. Mm. But I mean, I think there are. You just have to take care. I mean, I think we are so conditioned in England that to think that if we're looking after ourselves, we're being vain. Well, I think that's just the wrong attitude. I think that we should really just look after ourselves because we want to.
So that's something I was going to ask both of you. Actually, are we too obsessed with anti-aging?
No.
Shouldn't no.
I don't think so. Isn't it Kris Jenner that says her biggest fear is to look older? And so she looks fantastic. I mean, she's going out with a 35-year-old.
Is she?
And she must be in her 60s.
I think that's a very good anti-aging tool, actually.
Young
yes.
man.
Yeah, a younger man.
I'm going to pimp Producer Nick out. How much would you fancy for you?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay.
I'll check the going right.
Yeah, but so you think it's about attitude and actually... See, that's what I feel about anti-aging, actually. I think you can look a certain way and you look and learn age, but I think it's about energy. So I just think... And still having passion about stuff and still...
Absolutely.
That makes you valid, I think, still, and still contributing and still being interesting and interested.
Yeah. I mean, you have a spring in your step, don't you? If you're motivated by something in your life and you're having a good time, and that spring in your step is youthful and therefore it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? And I do think a lot of people who decide to retire suddenly, I mean, they age, you know, 10 years in the first sort of month. I think that it's very important to stay intellectually stimulated as well as using face creams.
Well, to bring this down a little bit, when I was in a hospice recently, Nick, Nick did a track because when I started talking about my dead parents, he put it on to cheer everyone up. Aww. But I spoke to this woman and she was saying that when people retire, I can't even remember the stats. So this is the worst anecdote I've ever
this is
recalled.
Going well.
Thank you. Is that if you retire, they die.
Yeah.
So everything goes, they die, Nick. Anyway, back to beauty.
If you don't grow, you die. When you stop growing, that's it, you go downhill.
Right, I'm growing.
Don't you stop growing at 21, though?
I think I'm getting taller.
Really?
Yeah. in your book, you talk about improved breathing techniques. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. No, and I do yoga a lot, and I've become more and more... I mean, I used to do yoga just to stay fit. Obviously, now I have Louisa's machine, so I don't need to worry about that. But, I mean, so now I do find that I'm doing much more of the kind of breathing yoga. So I'm not so much... I'm more drawn to workouts that involve... actually sitting and breathing and, you know, using your breath to just sort of contemplate things. And I mean, no, I think that sort of thing is very important. And that the woman I went to see actually in South Moulton Street, she did teach me that we don't breathe properly. We just sort of, you know, we don't think about it. I mean, I think if you actually sit down and think, okay, I'm going to take 10 proper breaths, you're amazed at how revitalised you feel afterwards and how much oxygen is going. I mean, you have all these oxygen facials that cost a fortune. I mean, so give yourself an oxygen internal.
Singing's
facial.
The same, isn't it? If you breathe properly when you sing, all the oxygen in your brain and it invigorates. And having your skin fried. What's that in your book?
My skin frying. So, yes, it sounds terrible. The idea... OK, so one of the big anti-ageing techniques is that you basically damage your skin in order for it to rejuvenate and heal. So if you think about it, if you cut yourself or you burn yourself on your hand, it looks awful for a couple of days and then it heals. So what happens when you do that is you're damaging the subcutaneous layers, but they are groupies, these little armies of cells grouped together to produce collagen and produce all these things that to heal your skin. And these things obviously are very anti-aging. So what they do in these treatments is, you know, these laser treatments or these peels, is they do sort of controlled amount of damage on your skin, just enough for your skin to start healing, but not enough for you to look like you've been in a sort of fire. Or I mean, actually, some people though they do look like they've been.
What happens if it doesn't heal? What happens if your scar? And how long can you not go out for?
Well, it depends how. I mean, you can have these peels that are sort of, they're different levels. For example, the peels or the laser treatments. Touch wood, I mean, it would never not heal because your skin just, you know, unless your skin just suddenly gives up and says, OK, I'm not doing this, I'm not playing, I've had enough. But no, it would never not heal.
I'm assuming you don't have skin frying at Medilift, which I keep wanting to call Medilite. Why do I keep wanting to call it?
I don't know. Nice.
Well, we'll go with both. But so tell me the kind of stuff. So you went to LA specifically to research
No, I was just there.
Okay.
I was just there for a couple of months, and we've all got bits of our body that we want to improve or tweak a bit. And so Helena had fantastic results on her stomach. For my problem area was my legs. And I went to all the surgeons. I said, you know, I'd really like a thigh lift. And they were horrified. They're like, no way, you're absolutely too young and you'll be left with a scar. So I'd go for the next person. They all said the same. And
which is... Thank God they said that, because actually you can imagine lots of surgeons going for the dollar.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then you're in LA.
So then
not wearing shorts because you didn't like your legs.
Exactly right. Sweating in jeans. And then I saw Dr. Paul Nassif from Botched, and he said, try this. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he said, try this machine. And I was like, oh, it's not going to work, you know, unless you've got it out and you can see it, sort of thing. And I tried it, and it took a couple of times. And then after about the third or fourth time, I remember I was doing my makeup, getting ready to go out in the evening. And I looked down and I was like, you know, and you always feel like you can see your legs from when you're younger. And it's just the nicest feeling. So that was it. I was hooked. I was completely in love with it. So I came back. So I continued the course, came back to London, looked everywhere, tried everything, and nothing was the same. So I had to purchase it.
Of course you had to purchase it.
And then it's just been so popular.
So were you in the beauty business before?
Yes, I've always had an interest in it.
Yeah.
Which I think came from my grandmother. And just been in it all the time, and this is the best thing I've found.
What other anti-aging treatments do you do at your place?
So we do the Dermafen, which is a similar sort of concept to what Helen is saying about damaging the skin. So it sends a message to the brain to be like, oh, you know, you're hurt. And it's a pumps collagen, new and fresh collagen to it. The raving thing at the moment is, I know I mentioned it earlier, is the stem cells. So we put stem cells into the skin, which gives a really good youthful look. And we also do...
Can I just interrupt? It does make me laugh that there's a vegan version.
It's
like, you're not going to miss that market, are you? That's
no,
so hilarious.
That's a good one.
Is there a gluten intolerant version of what is there? Anyway, yeah, go on. So you've got...
That's a gap in the market.
I know. 50%. So that's the stem cells.
Stem cells don't have gluten, do they?
And what else do you have? So you have the stem cell treatments.
We've got medical grade oxygen. So there's loads of oxygen machines out there. So for cells, the one thing they need to not die, which is thus aging, is oxygen. It's the one thing that keeps them going. And obviously London's very polluted. It's got medical grade oxygen, which I haven't found anywhere else. I saw it again in Los Angeles. And then you can put a cocktail each to the individual. So, you know, you could have vitamin C or, you know, all sorts of different things, which gives you such a good glow. And your skin just is so grateful for it. And
More women, but are you seeing a high number of men coming to see
you? Yes, you know, it's at almost 50-50.
Really?
I think they like to get rid of their beer belly.
Oh, I love men.
Yeah, I think we do too.
I love men.
Especially without beer bellies.
I don't mind anymore. Mm. I don't mind. When you're in LA, what was the thing that you just thought that is just too crazy to bring back? I mean, is there a difference between London and LA?
It's almost too rude to say.
Say it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's something that I can't.
Say it.
Can I whisper?
Whisper it to Helena. Helena will say.
Skin facial.
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
What is it?
We heard that.
I didn't hear it well enough. Say it again. Come again.
They're doing a baby foreskin facial.
A baby foreskin.
Yeah, and apparently because when they get circumcised at birth, the stem cells are so potent, and they obviously the family would be doing it anyway. And if they don't want to reuse it, they.
I'm sitting here with my beautiful hands and my beautiful hyperpigment damage forehead. I can't believe that.
I can get the sense of it, that it's if you're removing a small part of the body, then keep that in a jar for that person to use throughout their life.
It's a baby's winky bits.
As a source of stem cells.
How do you turn a foreskin into a facial? Is that a trick question?
A funny thing happened on the way to the... That's not one of those.
Google to answer that.
No. I thought you said just a foreskin facial, and I was up for that. I thought that was funny. And then as soon as you said baby, I was like, oh... anyway, good luck, Kate.
Oh, God, yes.
There we are. Always finger just around the pulse. Blimey.
Yeah, so I don't know how that would take off.
Is LA the centre of the cray-cray with beauty treatments? And then are you bringing over stuff that you think the London people can deal with?
Yeah, I mean, I've got exclusivity for stem cell creams, which sounds great, but it's actually not. So when the baby lamb is born, the placenta to the baby lamb if they don't want it, and it's tried and tested as the best for youthful skin. So I love animals.
Could you just eat lamb and get good skin?
No, well, I don't eat meat because I love animals. But no,
you don't mind having animals.
Well, no, but it's not. They're offered it, so no harm is done to the sheep.
Let's ask the sheep. While we get a sheep on the phone, can we please have a bit of Aretha Franklin? Because my little head's
spinning. Absolutely. I think we need a break from music while we ponder on that. This is Aretha and Angel.
I got a call the other day. It was my sister Carolyn saying, Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. And when I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain. Gotta find me an angel to fly away with me. Gotta find me an angel who will set me free. My heart's without a home. I don't want. Yeah.
This is Bibi Does Soho on Soho Radio Culture, and that is amazing Aretha Franklin and Angel. Do you love that one, Nick?
Yes.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
Gotta love Aretha.
Oh, I love a bit of Aretha. Talking of Aretha, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry because I really love her and I can't believe that just happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we have any wee-wee treatments? No. Aren't there sperm facials? Or is that a whole...
Oh, my God.
I think that's something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Radio. What would you do for my face? Really be careful. Before we go on to my face,
yes.
Can we just say, so I was saying to producer Nick after when Aretha was singing, I said to Nick, I said, you know, because he was going, well, it makes sense using the baby's foreskin. I was going,
off cuts.
But I was going, oh, God. And I say, yeah, but, you know, there's logical and then there's like what's morally right. He said, but it's your baby. I went, what? And he said, yeah. And I said, no, people use a baby's foreskin.
Yeah. I thought you meant that it was you kept your own and in for future use.
Well, I think they'd be doing it anyway. You know, certain people have...
I've got a pain in my chest after this. It's how I'm going to die. My last word was saying, is there anything about sperm facial?
Yeah, that will be your legacy.
And then you said, let's move on to my face.
Anyway, what would you do for me? Okay, I'm going to take my glasses
off. This is why you're not on the BBC.
I know. But don't be mean. But what? So I've got HP. I've got lots of sun damage. But see, I've got freckles. I'm freckly. But I've also got HP, which is hyperpigmentation, isn't it? And I'm old here. But I'm not too... How close can you have Botox to your eyes?
Well, yeah, you can do like an eye area. But I've got the filler and Botox without needles that's, again, from LA. So I don't personally do Botox because I'm non-invasive.
I was going to say that. So is all your stuff non-invasive?
Yes.
And there must be more of a market. So would your stuff do what someone would say, just go and get a facelift? Would your stuff do the equivalent? Could you get as good results from non-invasive?
Yeah, the results are as good as surgery, whether it's liposuction, skin tightening, but it's not instant. But then you don't have the downtime, so you're not bruised and you're not sore. It's a walk-in, walk-out treatment. But it may take, you know, 12 sessions to get the same results. It just depends, you know, what's more important to you.
But as long-lasting?
Yes.
Really? Mm. How much would 12 sessions of whatever would give you the equivalent? What was the thing you were talking about when Aretha was singing?
The sculpture.
Yes.
The sculpture.
I'm trying that tomorrow, so I'll keep you posted.
Yeah,
so that would go with a facial. That would go with something. So it depends what you'd like it with. But, I mean, it would be about £100, £120.
A session.
Yeah, but it would be with something else. Yeah. I don't know if we'd necessarily do that on its
own. See, I don't think that's shocking.
Perhaps.
And that would, after 12 of those, you think give you the equivalent of a facelift?
And I'd also use the radio frequency because that... that generates new collagen and it also has a lifting.
We
do sort of sculpting of the face or contouring, and so that would lift all here, and then you could do the Dermapen, which also gives more collagen, and then the filler and Botox.
So say Nick gave me £5,000, could you do that for my... How young could you make me look with £5,000? Would it matter? I'd have £5,000.
Hat and glasses.
How young could you make me look? If I followed your book and went to your place, how young could you make me? Helen's put the glasses on to look at me.
Yeah, no, proper look. With £5,000, I reckon sky's the limit.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah.
Modelling career?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Finally.
And with your gung-ho attitude, I mean, you know.
I know. I could do anything. Yeah. I take my glasses off, I can't see a bloody thing. This all sounds, A, like a dream come true. C, what happened to B. Thank you, Paul Lester. I love that joke. And D, this seems so expensive. You know, how can us poor people keep looking young?
Well, you've got interest-free
finance,
credit, haven't you?
So I'd take the hit on it, and it's no more expensive for the client, and they can just pay it off over a certain amount of time. So instead of having the big sort of, you know, out-of-pocket expense, it's sort of spread out, so it's a lot more affordable. Other than that,
I mean, I do think that obviously all these things are expensive because it is such a captive market. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, and I would say there are certain things that I would say are a waste of money. I mean, I don't want to be sued by anyone, but I mean, some of the big brands make these creams that don't really do anything. They're just beautiful packaging, and okay, so they make you feel good when you open the box, but they're not actually full of active ingredients, which is what you want. Whereas other brands, for example, I love Murad, which is, I don't know if I've been pronounced that properly, I know it's an American brand, and it's very, very middle of the range price wise but it has proper active ingredients that actually, you know, you really notice a difference. So I think you really have to just be intelligent about what you pick and choose. And that's, you know, what I do with my beauty blog and the book.
Oh, give out your beauty blog.
So it's called beautyorbeast.uk. And I do lots of tried and tested and things on that. And I put tips on there. And if I find something that I don't think works, I put it on there and say why it's not working. And I just think that you have to just be like slightly discerning. I think in terms of the treatments, though, I have tried treatments all over the world, and I've been doing this for a long time. I do think that Louisa's stuff is really effective, and I'm completely addicted to that fat melting. That's for sure.
Can you do a 2-for-1?
Yes.
Smart Women Don't Get Wrinkles is out this week, published by Gibson Square. For updates on all Helena's work, visit helenafrithpowell.com and follow her on Twitter at HelsFP. For everything Medilift, go to medilift.com and follow @_Medilift on Twitter. Louisa, you're on Twitter. I couldn't find you.
Instagram.
What's your
Facebook?
Insta?
It's just at Medilift, I believe.
Okay. And please give generously to the Save BB's Face Just Giving page.
BB Does Soho. Lucky Soho.
I'm BB Lynch and you're listening to Soho Radio Culture, sohoradiolondon.com, and click on Culture. And we have an app. Go to the App Store and search for Soho Radio. Coming to you from our beautifully bijou pop-up and studio on Great Windmill Street, I'm joined in the studio by beauty experts Helena Frith-Powell and Louisa Gill.
Soho Radio. My Soho with BB Lynch.
So when we booked Helen and Louisa, we thought our usual My Soho slot wouldn't work with two people, but we still wanted a little bit of Soho. So we asked the ladies to each choose a track that reminded them of Soho. Helena, which track did you choose and why did you choose this one?
So I know it was written about New York. Please don't write it.
Oh, no, go on, write in.
Yeah, go on, write in. Say something more interesting than that. I just love Summer in the City. And it's that sort of do-do-do. I just love that beat and the whole thing. It just sort of reminds me of hot, summery, Soho, kind of vibrant, lots of people around, lots of little boutique-y places, you know, nice pubs. And just, it just sort of has a real upbeat feel to it. And it just makes me feel like, yeah, just really gives me the Soho vibe.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city, cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Be alright, and babe, don't
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city, summer in the city.
In the city. Who's that by, Nick?
The Loving Spoonful.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Yeah.
Loving Ladle. They missed a trick. Louisa?
Yes.
So you chose a Soho song.
I did. Well,
what's the truth? Tell me the truth.
I actually could not think of one. So I asked her and she said, "Hey Jude," because it's the swinging 60s.
What's hilarious to me is you don't even know what the 60s, how old are you?
I can't answer that.
No, don't.
Well, how do I look?
No, I'm not saying you know, you look amazing. But it is hilarious. So, okay, but is there a Soho song? Does Hey Jude, do you love Hey Jude?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Can I just say what producer Nick said when I sent it over to him?
He went,
"Oh, for God's sake, Hey Jude, play it." Let's all be lovely to the Beatles.
It's very, very long, so we may not get a chance to hear it all.
Oh, that's a shame.
But here we go, the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
It was.
Hey Jude.
Not all of it, but some of it.
Hey Jude. Louisa.
Yes.
I believe you have a little special something for Soho Radio listeners.
Yes. So I was just thinking, of doing an online competition for all of your listeners.
And me, we can join in. Can we join?
You can enter.
Thank you.
And so we'll be giving away a free course, which is worth £3,000.
What?
And so everybody else that enters, I don't like that like deflating feeling, we don't win anything, can give 30% off to everybody.
That's amazing.
Else. I'm loving being here. So
thank you very much. That's incredible. What kind of courses can they, what are the choices? What could they go for?
So, I mean, the world is their oyster, but I mean,
an oyster facial.
No, that's another one.
Another one.
Predominantly,
yeah.
what that would normally entail, they can use it for anything, would be the body sculpting, fat melting, skin tightening on an area. But if they get the results quicker, they can swap it up for do like a bum lift or tighten skin on their arms or something. Summer's coming out.
This is amazing. Do you think bums are the feature du jour? I keep seeing really good asses, and I'm thinking, maybe I'm just drawn to bums at the moment. Nick.
I'm quite into bums at the moment.
Them.
I must admit,
my weight has gone on my boobs and my bum. Thrilled.
That's not bad.
Well, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. Producer Nick.
Yes.
I like to give our listeners take home.
Do you?
Yeah. So please tell me what you've learned from today's show.
I've learned that I should buy Helena Frith Powell's new book.
Beautiful.
Smart women don't. I can't read it upside down.
Don't get wrinkles.
Don't get wrinkles.
Sure.
They don't.
Blew that one.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah. And you should go to Louisa's Medilift.
Bum lifting.
Bum me. Lift.
I need my bum lifted by a lamb's placenta.
This show got quite dark.
But being serious, it's a fascinating subject.
Well, it is really interesting. And you do kind of think, I keep going back to this, do we put too much importance on it? I mean, who's the most beautiful, natural-looking older person that you can think of? Do you know what I mean? And also, men and women, it's still not the same, is it?
I think Isabelle Huppert, that French actress, is amazing. She's 65 or something, and she just looks incredible. Not that I've seen her in real life, but I mean, certainly, I mean, I think she's just glorious.
Yeah.
Juliette Binoche.
Yeah.
Amazing. But I suppose they get French. We've gone through French, so maybe if I want English.
There is a lady, Christina.
Aguilera.
No, but she's old. She's sort of in her 60s and she looks 40. She looks phenomenal. But I think the other one, I think Angelina Jolie, I know she's not that old, but she just hasn't aged.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic. She looks,
but Helen and I were just getting a little bit scared about the leap.
Yes, so there is this theory that you don't sort of age gradually. You just wake up one morning and are suddenly 10 years older. But I think that if you dedicate a little bit of time every day to little tweaks to make yourself feel better, look better, you know, then I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to avoid the leap.
I also believe that, you know, I think if you put in good to your body, so like you go alkaline and you don't have too much toxins and, you know, help the cells not die. I think that is a good part of it as well. Your nutrition, how much you take care
and
of yourself.
Don't stress.
Because I think aging does come from inside as well as, you know, you can help yourself as much on the outside.
And you could just drink some baby shams enough that I mean, they're quite cheap as well, Nick. And then you just don't care.
Well, there is that as well. Except the next morning, then you have age.
Then you get the tenth. Then you get the leap. I need to say goodbye and thank our guests. Thank you, Helena Frith Powell and Louisa Gill.
Thank you so much.
Smart Women Don't Get Wrinkles is out this week. Published by Gibson Square. For updates on all Helena's work, visit helenafrithpowell.com and follow her on Twitter at HelsFP. For everything Medilift, go to medilift.com and follow @_Medilift on Twitter. And like I say, there's a just giving for me. Thank you, producer Nick. Most of all, thank you for listening. That's it from me, BB Lynch, until Tuesday week. Stay tuned to your wonderful Soho Radio, and I'll leave you with Kelly Patterson and I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More, Baby. It's our song, Soho. Love you.
Darling, wake up. I can't help it. I can't go to sleep. There was that last kiss. Lose your job, I'll support you. Oh, our love is so sweet. I want it to go on and on and on. Feel my heartbeat. Oh, it's beating so fast.
give it up. Ain't no use. Now I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way out. Because deeper and deeper in love with you, I'm falling now. Sweeter and sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, yeah, to feel your lips upon my face. Please, don't tease him anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you, and just a little more. All right.